There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider App. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio, and we have a fantastic show lined up for you today because we are celebrating the girls' basketball team. They've made it back to the state tournament. They are in the final eight in the entire state of Minnesota. Pretty exciting. We're going to have Tammy Filzen in and talk a little bit about the Raiders run in the playoffs. We also have Tony Matheson in our green room. He's going to be on a conference call with the state officials to see where Northfield is going to be seated for the state tournament, which kicks off this next week. Of course, you'll hear all those games for Northfield on KYMN 1080 and 95.1 The One and KYMNradio.net. So hopefully Tony will come in at some point during this interview and we can break the news as to where exactly the Raider girls basketball team will be playing and when and all that good stuff. But I have the assistant coach for Tony Matheson, Tammy Filzen, a longtime Northfield resident, done a lot with the basketball program in Northfield. And Tammy, I guess, you know, one thing people we remember about you is your days as Carlton head coach. Am I right on that?
That's
and
right.
So then you retire from there, and then Tony asks you to break. Can you talk about the transition going from college to high school basketball?
Well, actually, I went from college to coaching third and fourth graders, youngest daughters. That was the transition. And then I coached 2 years at Bethlehem Academy and was fortunate to make a trip to the state tournament with them, and then transition up to Northfield where I had a daughter playing.
Okay, very good. And so you obviously have a wealth of experience, and what people don't know is Northfield's been to state. Now, this will be the third time in program history, 1979, 2010, and then now 2018. And Tammy was on that 1979 team, not to make you, you know, date you here, Tammy, but talk about how has the game of basketball changed from when you were playing in the 70s there to the game that it is now?
Well, I think it's much more advanced in terms of skill level. Opportunities are much greater. I know when I was playing in high school, we didn't have the off-season opportunities, and we struggled to be able to get into a gym. So it's, you know, the AAU opportunities and just the summer opportunities kids have, the talent level is much higher. What's similar is that we played together as a team very much like this Northfield team, and that's fun to see.
And of course, Northfield based built on defense. You know, they want it. They'll be able to score their points when they can. They've got some pretty good height down low, pretty good point guard running the show here. But, you know, we've had Tony Matheson on a number of times throughout the season, and he talks about defense. And if they were going to make it to this ultimate goal, that it was going to be defense. And, Tammy, let's talk about how that defense showed a little bit in the sections. You guys play Austin. You guys get a bye in the first round in the quarterfinals. Play Austin. Take care of business against them. And then a nail-biter this week against Red Wing to get to the state tournament. But talk about that defensive effort you guys have been displaying in the playoffs.
Sure. Well, the players have really bought into that. The defense and defensive possessions finish with rebounding, and so that's a huge part of what we do. We know that on any given night our offense will come and go, and playing Red Wing for the third time, there's no secrets, mm-hmm. No surprises. So they knew exactly how to you know, how to defend us. They knew, you know, they knew everything we were going to do. So we knew the difference was going to be on defense. And, you know, we came up with the stops the way we needed to. We gave up 13 points in the second half and overtime against a team that I believe was averaging 65-plus points a game. And so that was a huge effort.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about one of those Raiders that has been along for this ride here, Lisette Salgado. Did I say that correct, Lisette?
Yeah.
Did I get it right? Okay. I'm going to have you take that microphone, Lisette, and get it nice and close to you. There you go. Lisette, congratulations on getting to the state tournament. That's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Just go ahead and let's get your reaction when the Raiders clinched earlier this week by beating Red Wing there.
Oh, man, my emotions were all over the place. It was just an intense game, and at the end, it was just, like, super exciting. Like, it was crazy.
You guys, I know, had goals set coming into this season. I think you guys felt a little bit after last year's team getting so close and not doing what you guys were hoping to do. This year there was a little bit of a mentality of this is going to be our year, we're going to make this run here. Can you talk about the progression through the season, Lisette, and what it feels like achieving those goals?
I mean, we had a bunch of different goals into the season, I guess. Our main goal was to get to the championship and win and make it to state. We worked every day at practice super hard and just stayed focused.
One of the things that when you get to this point in the season, it's a grueling season. I mean, you guys start back in November. Coach Filzen, I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, the mental game and how mentally tough you need to be to make it to a state tournament by going through a grueling Big Nine schedule and then, you know, a little run in the playoffs here.
Yeah, we tried to break things up You know, we did have the ultimate goal, as Lisette said, of in advancing to state. But, you know, we wanted to win the Big Nine. We wanted to continue to progress, you know, all the way through. And so we tried to keep the focus on day-to-day efforts. And, you know, one of the huge things that happened for us this year is that we've got JV players that we practice against in our practices that have done an absolutely phenomenal job of preparing us for opponents. The other thing is we've got a great amount of depth. So we haven't had players log lots and lots of minutes so that their bodies are just worn out. We've been very intentional about keeping people fresh, taking time off, you know, all of those kinds of things, so that when we got to this point in the season, everybody's still excited and playing hard.
The Raiders, as Coach Filson said, did clinch the Big Nine title. They didn't have to share it with anybody. It was theirs outright. And what's that I want to talk about? You guys were going to clinch. This is now the regular season. You guys were going to. When you went on a Friday, that at least guaranteed you a tie. But in order for you to win it outright, you had to win, I believe, one of the two games the following week, and you ended up winning both of those. What was that like? What was that feeling like when you clinched Big Nine and you knew that you didn't have to share it with anybody? It was Northfield's and yours alone.
Yeah, well, just having it for ourselves felt just amazing because we didn't have to share it. There was lots of excitement throughout the whole team, and it was just a fun experience.
And the Raiders, of course, so after that, then they get a bye. The first round of bye is their number one seed in section. They play Austin, and I guess, guys, I wasn't able to make it to the game. I was out of town at that time. But, Lisette, can you go ahead and talk about that Austin game? It looks like it was a pretty good victory for the Northfield Raiders. You guys did what you had to do, and just talk about the game a little bit.
Yeah, well, we did really well. We did everything we prepared for during practice. Everyone was super aggressive and out to get the ball. We just had lots of energy on the bench and on the court, which is super fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Coach Filson, you know, I'm looking at and reading the article on how that team did against us, and it's like you had a number of players get in the game. You know, they focused on Grace a little bit and Rachel a little bit, so then you sent it down to your post players who look like, from what I'm reading, had a fairly good game against us. And talk about how nice it is having some height down low in girls basketball. I mean, I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, we have height and we have depth in our height, which is huge. So we're able to run our post players up the floor, get them, tell them, go in, go hard for 3 minutes and come out. Somebody else is coming in. So I feel like in the Austin game, they hung around with us until about 5 minutes into the second half, and you could just see the exhaustion set in. We had good balance in our guards, and their game plan coming in was to shut Grace down and to make other guards beat them. And Clara Nowak stepped up, Taylor Ernst stepped up, you know, Emma Carlson, who swings both ways for us, she stepped up, and then we had both Lizzie Birkbaum and Annika Richardson come in and give us good minutes. So lots and lots of depth, and that's our game. We're going to push, we're going to make everything very difficult for the other team when they do have the ball in their hands, and we're going to go right back at them if they do score.
And we're speaking with Tammy Fills, an assistant coach for the girls basketball team, and Lisette Salgado, a member of the Raider basketball team going to state. Tony Matheson is in the green room, and he is on a conference call as we speak, waiting to get seeding for the state tournament. So hopefully when he gets that, he'll come in here and we'll be able to tell everybody where the Raiders will be playing when it comes to the state tournament. But you guys, in order to get to state, you had to go through Austin, which you did, and then Red Wing, a team, Lisette, that you've seen. Now, this has been the third time this season you saw these guys, so really no secrets to be had there. I want to get your thoughts on the Red Wing game. A tough victory, but the Raiders came out victorious nonetheless.
Yeah, it was a really intense game. It was always neck to neck, pretty close. We were down a couple points at half, which was kind of frustrating, but as soon as we went back out, we tried to get back on it and bring the energy. We had a bunch of energy on the bench, which was really nice. We just tried to take the outside shots away, which we would practice. It was a really fun and emotional game. At the end, the win felt amazing.
And, you know, listen, I want to get how fun it is for you being a part of this team. And you're one of those players that in practice really, you know, sets up and gets people prepared to do. How fun is that for you when you get to see the results on the floor?
That's really fun, honestly. Just seeing the other team's plays and, like, what we run for our team to go against during practice is, like, super cool because then we see how we're helping them to win the games.
All right. Well, so I'm going to learn a little bit more about you. How long have you been playing basketball?
I joined when I was in sixth grade.
In sixth grade? Yep. So you've been going through ever since. And what made you interested in basketball when you joined in sixth grade? What brought you to the sport?
Well, my friends were mostly in it, okay. So I just tried it out, and it just stuck with me.
Okay. Do you do any other sports at Northfield High School besides basketball?
Yes, I play soccer.
Soccer. Okay. Yes. All right. Very good. So I want to talk about, you know, so this season, listen, and I think, you know, you saw as you're a junior this
yes.
year, am I correct? Okay. So you saw the team last year when you were a sophomore, and you knew you were going to be a part of the team this year, becoming being a junior. And I want to get your thoughts on, did you guys know coming into the season that you guys were going to be, you guys are pretty good, and seeing that come through, like, did you guys have this little feeling, you and your other teammates, like, we could do something special this year?
Yeah, we totally did. Since last year, it was just, like, heartbreaking to see the team lose in the section final. Our goal this year was to win and make it to state.
And they did, that very well. Coach Filson, I want to talk about, what are some of the, we talk defense, but and how important that is, and I know, is that a mentality, when you were coaching, did you really kind of stress defense as well? Like, they always say defense wins championships, mm-hmm. and the Raiders got a pretty good one. And just talk about that defensive effort that the Raiders bring to the table.
Yeah, you know, it's part of what defines our system, and that's a lot of what we talk about is system play, so everybody's on the same page and they know what's expected on both ends of the floor. Defense has always been a huge part of programs that I've been involved in when I was at Carleton, partly because we had really smart players, but we didn't always have the most talent. Obviously, that's not the case with Northfield. We've got a lot of really talented players. But we, you know, together, on a good night or a bad night from an offensive standpoint, you have a chance to be in the game. And so that's been a huge emphasis the last, you know, couple years. And we play a very specific, unique style of defense that most teams have not seen. It's a matchup zone. Most coaches have never played against it, so your standard zone offense doesn't work because we play man-to-man principles within a zone. And so that part in itself is difficult. It's easier, obviously, if you keep seeing it, like Red Wings seen it three times. Mm-hmm. But we are still able to do what we needed to do. We're hoping that will be one of the advantages we have now as we head into the state tournament, because it's all new teams. They don't have a lot of time to adjust. We've got that, and then we also have a very aggressive trapping defense that's been very productive for us, especially at those times when we want to generate some offense, because teams are taking 2 or 3 minutes to score against our half-court defense.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with Lisette Salgado, Tammy Filson, and we're going to be joined hopefully in a little bit here by Tony Matheson, who's in studio right. Do we know what we're going to do, what we're going to be doing in state here, Tony? come on. Yeah, go ahead and...
We'll know at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So we just had a conference call, and everybody gave their two-minute presentation, and we call back at 11 o'clock and get our seating and who we play.
Okay, well, you know, we're kind of in with Kevin Merkel. Can we, you know, do we got anything with that, or is it?
Kevin's pretty much retired.
Oh, okay.
He said he'll see us Wednesday, and he's going to be a good fan, and he's still got Northfield maroon and gold in him.
Okay, very good. It goes Kevin Merkel, long time. State High School director, and of course a longtime Northfield person. Now, let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about the season up until this point and going into state, and some highlights maybe that stick out to you during your run to state tournament here. Anything that sticks out, could be any game, any moment that just kind of like, wow, that was pretty cool.
Well, I'd say probably just the most recent game that we had, our section final game, because it was really intense and all. But on the bench, we just kept giving the energy and, like, telling our players, like, where girls were and everything. And just, like, the feeling at the end that we had won.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Tony coming in and sitting there. And Tony, let's get your thoughts about the team. And you knew when we talked with you a couple of weeks ago before section started that it was going to be a grind to get there. And it's a grind of a long season and a lot of work to get to state tournament. Just talk about you as the head coach and your thoughts on this team and the success they've achieved up to this point and how that makes you feel getting to the state tournament.
Well, you talk about a grind. This has probably been one of the fastest seasons that we've been a part of, because the girls just come to practice each day and they do what we ask them to do. And you know, they set a goal way back in November of number one, conference contention, winning the section, and getting to the state tournament. And we've checked off two of those goals. And yesterday was a really happy day at Northfield High School coming to practice. And we had some tired kids, but they're excited to have another week of basketball and a chance to play together. And I'm not sure what you've been talking about previously, but you know, in regards to Lissette and our varsity reserves and the role that they play, the amount of time that we get to continue to practice and be together, and you know, all but eight teams aren't doing that anymore. Right. So we have that opportunity, and you know, and the role that Lissette and those girls have taken on when we played, for example, Austin. You know, they're on the bench. They know exactly what Austin's going to do because of how they were prepared and running Austin's offense and defense against us. They're very valuable to us, even when they're not on the floor. You know, they're on the bench, and they're, like Lissette said, they're calling things out, and they recognize things. And the excitement that I see from those kids, and I don't always see it so much during the game, but when I'm watching game tape afterwards, how much they're up and off the bench and cheering and into the game. So that's invaluable to us, and that's what I think is so fun about this team. It doesn't matter what their role is. They're all teammates of the Northfield Raider girls basketball team, and every one of them has a, you know, valuable input on why we're still playing and getting an opportunity to play at Williams Arena on Wednesday.
All right. Tony, it's a different team, different players, but the mentality of going to state is the same. What would you say is some changes that you maybe will implement from your 2010 run? Because in 2010, it was pretty Morgan Zabel and then kind of building around Morgan and letting her do her thing, where this team, you've got depth. There's really not one superstar per se. Everybody really shares the ball and everybody gets in the game a little bit. Is there some coaching difference or coaching philosophy that you're going to change this state tournament run compared to the one in 2010? Or is it, are they just,
well, obviously
night
the
day difference?
The largest thing. Change is we're class 3A.
Yeah.
In 2010, we were class 4A. And as I sat on that conference call here, just like I did this morning, Andy Birkbaum was Northfield or Lakeville North coach.
Right.
The only team we really didn't want to play was each other. And as I was sitting on the phone, it was, and Northfield will play Lakeville North.
Yeah.
You know, we were one of the smallest, if not the smallest, Class 4A schools. So as exciting as it was in 2010 to get to the state tournament, the realization was our talent level, we just could not compete with that. That is what's totally different. The excitement, and as we've seen every team that we thought we could play, and we've seen every team in the state tournament, and we know that we can compete with each one. And I still say the hardest game is the section final game. And we were talking about this before we went on air. That's the game where if you're not successful, you don't reach your goal. And we've reached that. And something that I think we'll learn, and I even see the relief in the girls, I think we're just going to go and play to the best of our ability, no pressure. And yeah, there'll be nerves and butterflies, but we are as good as every team in the state tournament, and I think that's the mindset and the difference. For me as a coach, I know sitting at Rochester watching our girls celebrate, I just enjoyed looking at the crowd too, and our fans and our parents and those people that have followed us, and just I've enjoyed it a little bit more. And the pressure this year was, the expectation was to get there, and the fact that the girls have accomplished that, and watching how happy they were, that's everything for us as a coaching staff.
Very good. Lissette, so let's jump on that point a little bit. You guys got to state, so you got past that section final game. So is that going to be, are you guys going to be a little looser this week in practice as you prep for the state tournament?
I wouldn't say looser. Mm-hmm. I'd say more like focused, because we still have to go and play our best game, because we wouldn't want to go into a game in the state tournament really like laid back and just like without the focus mentality. So I think practice will be still pretty hard, and we'd all stay focused just to get better.
You know, in basketball, Tony, repetition is so big, and in practice, I'm sure you're going to just be business as usual as you prep for just another game, getting ready here. But you know, what is the message that you can tell the girls that, you know, playoffs started, so it's win or go home, but now this is the big time, this is state. Is there a different message you can give the girls, or don't you think you have to? They'll be ready to go.
I think they'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, Tammy plans our practice, and Lissette could sit and say what we do for how much time, each day. You know, when we get into the core of our practice, it's working on who we're going to see and who our opponent will be. For example, yesterday, I'd say at least half of the teams are going to play up-tempo, and that's a lot. We don't see that a lot in the Big Nine. So just practicing against that. But the girls really have practiced with a purpose the entire season, and it's a veteran group, and our five seniors have been instrumental in leading that. And it just, we're really not going to do anything different. I talked about we don't have to do any more than what we're capable of, and I really think we did that a little bit against Red Wing. So now that we're past that and we're playing in the state tournament, our message to them is just going to be go play the way you've been playing because it's worked up until this point. And I'm sitting there trying to seed teams just a little bit ago. It's really difficult because everybody was a one or two seed in their section. So to try and seed someone 7 and 6 and 5, I mean, the confidence that every coach has in their program was evident because everybody in there wants to be a 1, 2, 3 or one of the top five seeds, and honestly they all are top five seeds. So we'll see how it shakes out. We're going to be happy with whoever we see, and it's like we've said the entire season, we're just getting ready for the next game, and we want to play our best game of the year and see where that takes us for Thursday.
One of the things, Lisette, that I remember when I was in school is when you had a team go to the state tournament, the atmosphere in the school during the school day is just fantastic. Are you excited this week? Have you seen all the hype and the posters and everything all over the halls of Northfield High School and what that's going to feel like? Talk about that a little bit.
So yesterday at school, we ended up wearing our medals because we were all super excited.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all the kids were like, oh, congrats, we're so excited to go support you. And I can feel the excitement at school from not only the kids but also the teachers, which is really nice.
I mean, I'm sure, Tony, you don't, but I'm sure the students want an afternoon game so they can get out of school, right?
I'm sure they do.
It doesn't matter to you. But
you know, Dusty, you mentioned that. I said with social media, what's really been fun, too, is just to hear from the large amount of alumni who have played and continue to follow Northfield Raider basketball no matter where they are. And that small-town feel, you know, I remember, again, talking to Andy when he was at Lakeville. He said, you just never get that in an area that big. And he said, you know, I can speak for this too. I can look over in our crowd on a Friday night and see fans that were there in the early 90s, in the late 80s when I started here, that are still, you know, supporting Northfield Raider basketball. So we had a great following the other night at our section final game, and I'm no matter what time the game is, we're going to have a good showing on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Guys, as we go ahead and wrap up the interview, as we wait for 11 o'clock to see where Northfield's going to be playing in the state tournament, Lisette, just I want to ask you, and this is going to be a question to you, what are you going to do individually to enjoy this ride? What's it going to be like for you to enjoy this ride here, this experience that not a lot of students get to experience going to state, especially in a sport like basketball? That's a popular sport. A lot of schools play it, so to be one of the final eight, pretty impressive. So what is it going to feel like this week for you?
Well, for me, I'd say it's probably just going to be really fun and exciting. I'm just going to, like, hang out with my teammates mm-hmm. as much as possible, work hard at practice like usual, and just stay focused and help my teammates get ready.
Very good. Tony, any final thoughts before we wait for the seating here at 11 o'clock? Or we'll be following you on KYMN, Dan Newberg and Paul Eddy on the call. I don't even know how Paul's doing on the broadcast. It's nice to see him there.
I heard he was great.
Okay.
He's working again
tonight. I'm always working when they do. So
he's working the boys' game
tonight. Is he helping Brad out tonight?
So he's a celebrity.
Okay.
You know, so he must have done okay.
Fantastic.
I just encourage everybody, if you can, come and watch. I mean, they're athletes. They're great, you know, young adults and great representatives of Northfield High School in our community. And it's a fun brand of basketball to watch. And, you know, there's nothing better than just high school kids who are playing for the love of the game, no matter what their role is. Our group is really great at supporting each other, and they're happy for each other. And We're excited for the potential and for the opportunity.
Very good. Well, guys, stay tuned to KYMN. Once 11 o'clock comes, I'll come back and I'll post it on our website where the Raiders are going to be playing. We will, of course, will be broadcasting all of the games. As far as the Raiders go, KYMN will be there on the air, 95.1 The One, online, kymnradio.net. So stay tuned for that. So stay tuned. Check the KYMN website a little after 11 o'clock, and I'll have posted where the Raiders are going to be playing. Tony, Lissette, Coach Phils and Tammy, good luck, guys, this week, and enjoy the ride. But you still got work to do, and I know you guys are focused on that task. So go get it done. We'll be rooting for you.
Thanks, Dusty.
Thank you.
You got it, everybody. Yes, you bet. We'll take a quick break and be right back right after this.
Want to feel like yourself again? Illness, injury, or surgery can make it difficult to do daily activities. Our team of physical, occupational, and speech therapists helps you recover your strength or learn new skills to cope, allowing you to get back to the life you love. Rehabilitation services at Northfield Hospital and Clinics can help get you back on track. To make an appointment in Northfield, call 507-646-8800. For an appointment in Lakeville, it's 952-985-2020. Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care. Join Mark Patrick Hypnosis and in just 2 hours, lose weight or stop smoking for only $49.99 guaranteed. That's this Tuesday, the 13th at the Archer House River Inn in Northfield. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 o'clock. Don't miss it at the Archer House River Inn, 212 Division Street, Tuesday the 13th.
Well, pretty exciting this time of year to still have two basketball teams playing. Yes, the boys, we mentioned the girls going to state. The boys are in the midst of their section playoffs right now. They had a section quarterfinal victory at 94-38 over winless Albert Lee. Absolutely dominated. Northfield closed out the first half on Wednesday night, 42-10. The only suspense was if the Raiders were going to be able to beat the running clock in their race to 100 points. In the end, 16 different players for the second-seeded Raiders scored to contribute to the runaway victory, in which the Raiders coach Andy Birkbaum was able to rest his three non-senior starters for the entirety of the second half, and he said he only played Alex Rasmussen and Carter Hodab, senior starters, because they were seniors. Otherwise, but everybody got the minutes in. Everybody was able to do some scoring. After allowing 7-seeded Albert Lee to remain within striking distance first at 13-8 and then 24-11 a few minutes later, the Raiders went on to score the next 20 straight points before entering halftime with a 66-21 advantage. Birkbaum said his team was able to start consistently, earning its way to the free throw line, where it was able to set up a full court press the Raiders auditioned Wednesday night. That led to a number of turnovers and open layups. Birkbaum says of the effort, or excuse me, Carter Hodap says of the effort, "We know that they're maybe not the best of teams, but we have to consider them a formidable opponent. We've got three games left, possibly, that could have been our last, so we have to treat it like they're Austin or the best team in the section." Well, the Northfield Raiders, as they make their way through with that victory, they play tonight, 8:15 p.m. They have the late game. They are the number two seed. They are taking on Simley High School. The Raiders actually beat Simley back on December 22nd, 86-66. Was your final score a Raider victory. So that is going to be tonight, 8:15 p.m. Brad Prestman and Paul Eddy on the call on KYMN. Want to thank Brad for doing the boys' games, Ned for doing the girls' games. I wish I could do it, but these guys do such a great job. I'm just happy to let them go do their thing. And, of course, Brad getting to watch Lars play his son, so exciting for that. And Ned just has been doing the girls' games for us for the last few years. So happy to let those guys go do their thing. They do a great job, so make sure you tune in tonight on 95.1 The One, AM 1080. And also kymnradio.net. Section basketball, boys against Simley. 8:15 is the tip-off. If the boys win, then the next game will be, then the section final would be next Friday at 7 o'clock. The Raiders, the 2 seed, taking on Simley, number 3 seed. The 1 seed, Austin, is taking on Cass and Manorville. Cass and Manorville defeated Winona 75-72 in the quarterfinals. Simley defeated Red Wing 94-69 in their quarterfinal game as well. So Austin, Cass, and Simley, and Northfield are your final four. Let's hope the Raiders get a victory tonight and get down to that final two. Probably going to be against Austin. And that will be the chance to go to state. It's going to be a roadblock, but should the Raiders somehow get past the game today and then get past Austin in the section final, geez, who knows what we could have here. We could have something pretty special for both programs at Northfield High School when it comes to basketball. So good luck to the boys tonight, 8:15 on the call right here on KYMN. Tune in for that. And we just got one more. Weightlifting is still going. Let's go ahead and talk about, let's see, Preston Hoffer. Preston Hoffer one day was in the weightlifting room near the end of his freshman football season and noticed other Northfield students were performing some exercises that varied beyond the typical bench press and squats that filled the football team's workout. Then one of the athletes caught Hoffer's eye. Hoffer says, I went up to talk to her because I was single at the time, and then she got me interested in weightlifting, and I just joined. Now Hoffer's a senior captain on the weightlifting team and one of the 8 Raiders venturing to Lakeville South today for the state meet. Joining Hoffer will be fellow senior captain Kurt Hahn, as well as Hunter Simonson, Riley Nelson, Max Johnson, Emmett Forster, Maggie Phillipson, and Lucan Stenga. Stenga, Forster, and Nelson will all participate in the JV competition, while the other 5 lifters will all vie for varsity state titles. As a sport, weightlifting is starting to gain some popularity around Minnesota, notably in Northfield. In January of this year, Northfield High School hosted 190 lifters from around the state for the Northfield Raider Invite. For the Raiders specifically, the weightlifting room has gradually started to feel more full over the past few years as it continues to attract athletes for various reasons. Head coach Laura DeGroat says of the sport, a few of them do it better in their sport. Some came out because they wanted to get better at softball, and they saw Marissa Nelson perform much better last year after being in weightlifting. It gives them a little bit of drive to see other athletes do well coming out of weightlifting. If they're not in wrestling or something in the winter, it gives them something to do. So good luck to the Northfield Raiders. We're going to have the weightlifting team on here in the next couple of weeks. I want to talk to them. They're always one of my later ones because they have their meets on Saturdays, and their season really doesn't pick up until about this time. They go through February and into March is usually when the weightlifting meets are. So I'll make sure I get those guys on here in the next couple of weeks on Raider Rep. I think that's the only winter sport I have not had on live yet is the Raider weightlifters. So I got to make sure I get them in, and I will get them in. You can count on that. So. Let's see here. Other than that, hockey's all done. Basketball is going to state. I think we're pretty much wrapped up for Raider Wrap today. It's just the 2 basketball teams and the weightlifters. Good luck to the weightlifting team. State today. So stay tuned. We'll get you results next week on how they did. And good luck to the girls basketball team. They'll be playing sometime this next week in the state tournament. Again, we won't know where and when until 11 o'clock this morning. And then we, of course, will have that right away on KYM and radio for you, letting you know where the Raider girls will play. So look at the website at a little after 11 when we get you the bracket, and we'll let you know when the Raiders play. So that'll be that. And the boys, they play tonight. Saturday, they play 8:15 tonight. So tune in for that as well. Also on KYM, lots of stuff going on. That's going to do it for Raider Rep for today. I want to thank my sponsor, Northfield Hospital and Clinics. I want to thank again my guests, Lisette Salgado, Tammy Filzen, and Tony Matheson from the girls basketball team. And we wish them the best of luck this week as they prep for state. Northfield Outdoors is coming up at 11 o'clock. They're going to talk with Jim Doggs of Featherlight Trailers, and he's going to talk about some toy haulers. So tune in for that at 11 o'clock, Northfield Outdoors with Andy and Dave. That's going to do it for me. Everyone out there, have a great day.